Support for WAMC comes from Eagle Hill School, Hardwick, Massachusetts, a college prep, boarding and day school for students with learning disabilities and ADD, featuring a 5-week summer session, ehs1.org. Good morning, it's 7:19 with WAMC Sports News. I'm Jared Crowfoot. In the NBA, Carmelo Anthony tied his career high with 50 points, and the New York Knicks won their 9th straight game, topping the injury-depleted Miami Heat 102-90 last night. Anthony finished 18 of 26 from the field, reaching 50 on a jumper with 16.9 seconds remaining. J.R. Smith scored 14, and Raymond Felton added 10 for New York. Elsewhere, the Lakers beat Dallas 101-81, and Washington topped Chicago 90-86. In the women's NCAA tournament, Louisville claimed another big upset, beating second-seeded Tennessee 86-78 and earning a trip to the Final Four. Notre Dame also earned a trip to the Final Four, beating Duke 87-76. In other college basketball news, the Times Union reports that Siena has hired Jimmy Patsos to be its new men's coach. Patsos led Loyola to the NCAA tournament in 2012. In the NHL, the New York Islanders defeated Winnipeg 5-2, Buffalo went against Pittsburgh 4-1, Boston beat Ottawa 3-2. Washington slid past Carolina 5-3. Florida topped Tampa Bay 3-2. Nashville outscored Colorado 3-1. And Phoenix edged ahead of Los Angeles 3-1. In the American League, Baltimore defeated Tampa Bay 7-4. Cleveland bested Toronto 4-1. Texas shut out Houston 7-0. Yu Darvish was one out from a perfect game. And Seattle won against Oakland 7-1. In the National League, Colorado doubled up Milwaukee 8-4. St. Louis defeated Arizona 6-1. And San Francisco shut out the Dodgers 3-0. In other sports news, former Oklahoma and New England Patriots head coach Chuck Fairbanks has died after battling brain cancer. He was 79. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.